You're listening to the Connecting Industry Podcast, brought to you by Resource Industry Media. You can find out more about the resource and construction industry, including how to communicate consciously with your stakeholders at resourceindustrymedia.com.au.
Welcome to the Connecting Industry Podcast, brought to you by Resource Industry Media. I'm Kieran Moran, Managing Director of Resource Industry Media. The Connecting Industry Podcast series is designed to tell the stories of the people who work in the resource and construction sector throughout Queensland and Australia. It's our goal for these podcasts to not only keep you up to date with the latest resource and construction news, information, procurement opportunities, but most importantly, build relationships between you and our guests so you can connect with their stories and get a better understanding of how to communicate and tell your business story right. On this week's Connecting Industry Podcast, we have Tony Harmy, National Head of Sales and Relationships for Apricity Finance, a company that provides invoice finance facilities available to businesses providing goods or services to high credit customers, including the resource and construction industry. In his role as National Head of Sales and Relationships, Tony works closely with his clients to ensure the model is right to assist with the continued growth of their business. Prior to joining Apricity, Tony owned and operated his own hotels for more than 20 years, providing him with extensive knowledge of small to medium enterprises and the day-to-day challenges and opportunities they face. Welcome, Tony, to the program.
G'day, Kieran. Thanks very much for having me on, mate.
Yeah, and as it is, we've known each other for a few years, Tony, and I think one of the last things we did together, well, besides a little bit of a football match, I think we were up in Mackay at the expo up there.
The morning expo at Mackay, yeah. Gee, that was nice and hot that weekend, mate. Yeah, but they gave it a miss last year, so hopefully, if all the ducks line up, they'll have it again this year. So, yeah.
Yeah, it all depends on COVID, and as we are recording Queensland currently is not in lockdown exactly, but we're going through the COVID again. But anyway, Tony, so just tell us a little bit about the business first, and it's with Apricity Finance. What does Apricity do?
Apricity Finance is a simple, flexible, transparent cash flow solution for companies that supply their, as you mentioned, their goods or services to high credit customers. So if you had Kieran's tomatoes, you were selling them, mate, and you were selling them into Coles, Woolworths, Qantas, Aldi, we would fund those invoices. If you're selling them into the Gladstone fruit shop, we would not fund those invoices. So we look at the debtor, and that's why with our model and the high quality debtors, we can advance up to 95% of an approved invoice in as quick as 1 hour. So it puts our clients back in control of their cash flow. That gives them surety. They can tender with confidence. We will assist our clients in the tender process. We've got 25 people across Australia and New Zealand. Actually, one of your own, a company from Gladstone, was just successful last year, and they won a $12 million contract down at Muswellbrook, which we helped them with. We do milestone payments or progressive claim. Probably one of the standout things, Kieran, with Apricity is that we don't have any locked-in contracts. And if you only need to fund 50% of the invoice, or you don't need to fund it at all, it's just a pay-to-play facility. So, these big companies are pushing out their payment terms and it's strangling the smaller contractors. And as far as growth goes, they're really finding it hard because of cash flow. And as you all know, mate, cash is key.
And as you just said there, Tony, in relation to tenders and so forth, and some people might be asking, why am I interviewing someone from a finance company? But in relation to the resource and construction sector, you do work quite closely with them because there are a number of issues with the payment schemes, 30, 60, 90 days, even 120 days, some of the bigger companies do have issues with in especially being able to get their money to some of the SMEs and the smaller players within industry. So how did you sort of, how did the yourself sort of get involved in that in relation to helping those companies? And what are some of those issues you did mention there with those payments, but what's some of those issues that you have actually directly seen from companies in what they're facing?
These big players, they're asking for surety bonds or performance bonds. And, you know, if it's the 10% of the contract, so a $1.2 million bond on a $12 million contract, and the banks, yeah, we all need banks, but they really don't have an appetite for that sort of thing. So, you know, ScoMo gets up there and says that, you know, there's $75 billion worth of infrastructure projects in the pipeline to get Australia, you know, kick it in the guts again. But, mate, some of these contracts are untenable because of the payment delays. So if a company's doing a big job and they've got to bring in labour hire, so those labour hire companies, all those staff have got to be paid weekly. So if it's a big shutdown or a big job, you know, their wage bill could be $200,000 or $300,000 a week, you know, and they're not getting paid for 45 days. Well, mate, you don't have to be Einstein to work out, do the math on that. So what we do is we give them, like I mentioned earlier, up to 95% in as soon as 1 hour. So it just gives them surety to confidence to tender with confidence, you know.
It is actually quite a big issue, as we did say there. I remember a couple of years back, or back in 2017 or 18, I myself appeared on a parliamentary committee in giving evidence towards some of the issues that the smaller companies do face and so forth. And we have seen from that parliamentary committee, we have seen in relation to it get better. A number of larger companies have managed to squash that from the 90 days down to 60, to even down to 30, which has got a lot better. Have you seen it yourself get better over a period?
No. Not really. It's all about, you know, these guys have got the power that the big company. So if one company won't accept to the terms and conditions, they'll find somebody else. Now, as far as, like, Kate Carnhell, she's the ombudsman for small business, and she's a champion. Like, she really does work hard. And I've listened to Kate present on a couple of occasions. So have I seen it recently? Mate, not where I sit. People come to us. You know, if they're getting paid in 14 days, they don't come to us. It's the people that are getting 30, 40 days, 50 days, you know, 30 days, end of month, that type of stuff. They're the companies that come to us. So we really like to speak to accountants and brokers, especially accountants or CFOs. They've got their finger on the pulse. They know where their cash flow sits, you know, and so we explain it to them, and, you know, we're happy to work with our companies, our clients with their tax debt. We see as a company that, our clients, some of our clients or potential clients, put too much of their working capital into their ATO. So we're happy to sit with the company, work with the ATO, work out a realistic payment plan, use the capital in other parts of the business, and basically, Kieran, find their pain points and work with them to assist them with and to position their companies with growth.
And so you do this throughout Australia?
That's correct. Yeah, we are national and also in New Zealand.
So at the same time, we did recently see you up in central Queensland, and you, you're involved in a bit of sponsoring and so forth, and a little bit of a jovial time over the period that you were here in that respect. And yeah, you're a very personable fella. Does that help within, and as we are looking at your bio there, a long time within the hotel game, but being that type of person, has that helped you within, especially dealing with the resource and construction sector?
Yeah, mate, you know, I can talk to anybody. So being on the other side of the bar for as long as I have, you talk to different trades, you talk to accountants, mate. I can talk to a guy on the street. I could sit down with the Prime Minister and talk for half an hour, you know. It doesn't really, it's just that I try to be quite personal. And when I meet people, I just let them do the talking to start with, and then find out, you know, which way they want to talk about. So, mate, before Google, I used to have a Guinness Book of Records behind the bar all the time to solve arguments. But now we've got Google, we don't have to worry about that. But it's just about being knowledgeable, being able to talk to people. And, mate, we're not just selling our brand, we're selling ourselves as well. We're a trusted advisor. You know, like I said, we're not that big. We've only got, I think, we're 25 staff, so we're quite personal, but we're very niche, you know. So, I like to think that anybody that knows me, will know that I normally, at a dinner table or in a pub, I normally hold court and tell a few jokes and, you know, that sort of thing. So, yeah, but, yeah, I love life, mate. I love life.
And involved in the work that you do is a lot of travelling, isn't there? I think I was speaking to you the other day and you're on the way down to Newcastle and so forth.
Yeah, Newcastle was up there last week. There was an Os Mind presentation, so I went to that, and that's a really good space for us because of the quality of the debtors. I'm up to Darwin next month. We've never really had a go up there, so I'm just going to take Nick with me, and we're going to go to Darwin and Big Gordy Tallis. He actually works for us, who you met with and had a couple of beers with, mate, in Gladstone, and so he's coming up, and I'll go around and see all the accountants and brokers, and then we'll put on some drinks one evening, and I'll do a quick presentation, and then we'll get Gordy up, and he can talk to everybody about life in general and football and where it's at. I quite enjoy Gordy on Fox and Triple M, so I do a bit of travelling. I think you can talk on the phone all the time and email, but there's nothing like looking at somebody in the eye and shaking their hand, you know, and over a cup of coffee or a beer, or depends on what time of the day it is, you know.
And that's exactly what it sort of takes in the end in relation to the business itself. So this would have to be a little bit of a difficult one to be able to walk through the doors. Of course, you might have some people in pain, but then again, they're not clients that you would want in relation to, you know, they just quickly need funds to get through. You would be also looking for, so a lot of companies in growth as well, they'll be able to use your services to be able to grow their business when they are in a position to do so.
Yeah, that's right, mate. And, you know, like I said, we all need banks, but we look outside the picture. So, albeit we do some work around our client, we look at the balance sheet of who's going to pay us. At the end of the day, it's easy to give the money out. We've just got to make sure we get it back. So, like I said, we do some work around our clients, but, you know, if BHP or Rio don't pay, we're all down the beach tossing up whether we're going to eat chips or potato scallops, mate. So, that's our model. But I do enjoy getting out to the country, out to Orange, get down to Canberra. I'm heading down to Wagga, down that way next month as well. But, yeah, I do like to, even though my wife and the kids, well, they tell me they miss me, mate, but they're probably just being nice. But, yeah, I've got four beautiful children. So the two older boys don't live with us, but live with Ange and I, but Lily and Max do. They're always happy to see Daddy come home, and, you know, and I'm always happy to see them. So, my father actually was the sales manager of a toothing company, which became Foster's, and he used to leave home every Monday when I was 6 months old. Every Monday at 9 a.m. and fly to the bush, and then come home every Friday for 11 years. So it might be in the blood, mate, travelling.
And tell us a little bit about what's some of the examples when maybe a what have you seen along the road in some of the companies that you have dealt with and where they're at, especially. So when they are feeling that pain and, you know, some of the consequences of not being able to get that payment on time from some of these large companies.
Well, I know, I'm going back to it again, but that Musselbrook job from the company from Gladstone, I think their expenses, travel, everything was $1 million for the job. So to get tooling and procurement and get it out of the ground, and obviously, I'm not going to name any names, but they're happy. And you know what, Kieran? When we first met them at Rockhampton, about Lyndon Toll, our CEO, and myself, about 4 or 5 years ago, the lady said to me recently, you know what, Tony? When we had that breakfast meeting, I walked out and said to my other director, there is no way on this earth we'll ever use debtor finance. And then she's happy to say to anybody that wants to talk to her that they wouldn't be in the position they're in now. And actually, that breakfast that when I went up to Gladstone with the GEA, when I done the presentation, and one of the directors was in the crowd there, and I said to him, mate, would you happy to speak on my behalf? He said, mate, you give me the nod, I'll stand up on the chair, which makes me feel good now that we've positioned them for growth. And you know what? They haven't put their house on the line either. So we don't take a GSA, which is a general securities agreement. We, in theory, flick the risk to the debtor, if that makes sense. So, you know, they've still got that equity in the house, or they don't have to put that on the hook for any tangible assets or personal property. I think it's really strong in the tendering process, Kieran, what we offer. Well, you know, we couldn't do it recently, but we jump on a plane and go and sit in a meeting with our clients, with the debtor, because they'll say, how are you going to support a $12 or a $15 million contract with the size of your company. And that's where we come in and we explain our model and they go, right out. So two things there. It gives them confidence in tendering, and on occasion they might be able to sharpen their pencil and beat some of the competitors, knowing that they are going to, they put in the $2 million invoice, they're going to get 95% in as little as 1 hour, and then another 2% when we get paid in the 30 days. So, you know, it's sometimes, Kieran, it's not can they afford it, it's can they afford not to have it. So some of our other clients, they're using their accelerated cash on another level, well, they'll negotiate better terms with their supply. So if they're paying for, let's say, electrical contractor, and they've got a with a large electrical supplier, they might spend $30,000 a month. They might go to them and say, "Now you've got us on 30 days. How about we pay you in 7? They might get 5% off, and sometimes that can nearly offset our cost here. So it's about educating the client and teaching them how to use their accelerated cash better. So a traditional factoring company, and I hate that word factoring, but I've had to use it, is they will advance 70-80% of the debt, and then they'll take all their fees and charges, and then they'll give you what's left over. But with us, it's very transparent and very flexible. So.
Now, one of the reasons that I am interviewing you today is because it's not understood quite a lot of how this process sort of works. And as that business you were talking about said, they walked out of the room and went, "We'll never do that." And then all of a sudden they're knocking on your door. And part of that reason is people think that, well, if I do that, I'm forking out all this money on the side and then I really don't get a return, or it's just too much. How much is the interest? Everything like that. But just give us a little, and as I said, there's a reason why I'm interviewing yourself to, you know, for these companies to have a little bit more of a look at this and to see, especially with growth, and it's what a lot of companies need to do. But what are sort of the contract terms that are involved in these sort of deals that we do?
We don't have contracts. We just have a terms and conditions. Is that we go through, if I can just quickly explain the process, if that's okay, we sit down with the client, talk to them and find out, do they fit our model? That's first and foremost. Then we get a list of the debtors with their ABN, their ABN and their company, the size of the facility they would require, and then we put in an indicative letter of offer. With the indicative letter of offer, we need some, you know, some P&Ls, age payables, age receivables, and then we get a company that will do an external review. And it's unintrusive. They come in through QuickBooks or – no, I've got clients in Mount Isa. So they'll come in through QuickBooks or MYOB. And it's just a bit of a snapshot here and over the business. So they're invoicing this date. They're getting paid that date. The ATO debt's here. You know, the super's paid, all that sort of – we want to make sure our clients are running a good business at the end of the day. And then after that's all ticked off, then there's a notice of assignment, bank change confirmation. So – if the question you're going to ask me, which I think you will, are we a disclosed facility? Yes, we are. Our clients' debtors know that they are using a Precity Finance because they will do their normal invoice, and on the bottom of the invoice, there might be ABC Engineering, and they'll just say, please pay a Precity Finance. So that is our security, is the invoice itself. Yeah, so that's the process. And then once they're all the documentation, we haven't got any anti-money laundering, notice of assignment, deeds of purchase, accounts receivable. And then once we have them in our system, they can start uploading and we'll assist them. We've got girls here in the office who are absolutely fabulous, and they'll do the first couple of batches with them, and they're always here to take questions and help them. Now, if the clients win another tender once they're set up with us, they can ring us and say, would you look at XYZ as a debtor? We'll go, yep. And we'll give you a limit of $1 million, and then they can tender with that. And that's just a matter of changing it over to the new debtor. And then if they're hitting their limit, say it's $1 million, if they're hitting their limit, we just up their limit. And it might be, we've got one client started at $250,000. They're now at $2.5 million, which, you know, makes money. Because we've really helped them with that growth without putting their house on the line.
Okay then, now, as we're coming towards the end of the podcast, but...
you can't shut me up, can you, mate? I'm hopeless. That's the Italian heritage I've got, mate.
I think it's more the Australian there. Anyway, but you are travelling around a bit. You are speaking a lot of industry here and there, and you get to see from small to big as well. What's your thoughts on how industry is moving at the moment, especially, I suppose, in Queensland and New South Wales?
Well, I think industry, you know, you've got that inland, which one of your pre-podcasters was one of the bosses of the Inland Rail, mate. That's a magnificent program. And by the way, we'll fund those invoices. So I think it's a joint venture between Fulton Hogan and BMD, I think it is. But, you know, going back to what I said, we are in a lucky country, first and foremost, when you look how some of the other places around the world are still getting hammered with this COVID. So I think the infrastructure, you've just got to go out to Badgerys Creek, mate, and have a look out there for that airport. That is unbelievable. So Inland Rail, but can the small companies tender with confidence? That's the issue, I see, is that, you know, they can tender all they like, but if they're not getting paid, they can't do the job. You know, it makes them untenable, realistically, you know?
I like it how you throw in there the business at the same time. Definitely a salesman, Tony. But
you got it, mate.
You do. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for joining us today. We are at the end of the podcast. It goes very quick. How can people get in contact with yourself or Apricity Finance if they need to?
You call me, Tony Harmy, on 0400 177 007, or Tony@apricity finance.com, or look us up on the website, apricity.com.
Thank you very much for joining us today, mate.
All right, buddy. Thanks again.
Thanks, Tony.
You've been listening to the Connecting Industry Podcast interview series with Kira Moran from Resource Industry Media. To find out more about the resource and construction industry, including past podcasts, news and events, go to resourceindustrymedia.com.au.